Chapter 17, In My Name. We are entering into the era of dominion, linked with omnipotence, filled with Him who is greater than he that is in the world, with the wisdom of Him who spoke a universe into being, and with the legal right to use His name in every crisis of our lives. John 14:13-14, And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. This is not prayer. The promise of the use of His name in prayer is given in the 15th and the 16th chapters. It is what Peter used at the beautiful gate of the temple, as recorded in Acts 3. He used the name. He said, In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. That man, who had been lame from birth, leaped to his feet, perfectly well and strong. Jesus said, Whatsoever ye shall demand in my name, for the word ask means demand, I will do it. A woman once came to me with a cancer of the breast. It had been a running sore for a year and a half. She had suffered constant, excruciating pain. In the name of Jesus, I commanded that cancer to stop being. The next day, she came back and said the cancer was gone. There was no more pain. Another, with a fibroid tumor that was cancerous in its nature, came. The name of Jesus healed it. Cases of tuberculosis, arthritis, and cancer are defeated by the use of the name. No disease nor infirmity can stand against the name. In my name they shall cast out demons. There's no prayer about that. That is where we come to this bound and afflicted man or woman and say, In the name of Jesus, Satan, we charge you to leave this body. Take every demon with you and go back to hell where you belong. John 15:16, That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. This is prayer. You remember the word ask in the Greek means demand. You are not demanding it of God. You are demanding that forces that are injurious shall be broken, that diseases shall be healed, and circumstances shall be changed, that money shall come. Jesus is going to look after this thing that you demand in his name. Read carefully John 16:24-27, and you'll catch a glimpse of your legal right to use the name of Jesus. Hitherto ye've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be made full. You have noticed the absence of the word believe or the word faith? In all three of these wonderful chapters with these great promises, the words faith or believe do not occur. We are in the family, and because we are in the family, we have a legal right to these things. Ephesians 1:3 illustrates, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. What Jesus did was for us. How to use the name. This is the most vital truth to every one of us. How I have studied this problem. The name of Jesus is used in two major ways. First, in prayer to the Father, John 15:26, And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 16:23, If ye shall ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Prayer is to be made to the Father in Jesus' name, not to the Holy Spirit or Jesus. This is divine order. Your judgment or my judgment or any man's opinion is of no value. When you pray, say, Our Father. Jesus stands between us and the Father in his mediatorial high priestly ministry to make it good. He declares that whatsoever we ask in that name, the Father will give it to us. That is final. That is absolute. John 14:13-14, he tells us how to use the name of Jesus in sickness or in adverse circumstances or any other crisis. This is the way I use the name. Here is a case of TB. I lay my hands on him and say, In the name of Jesus Christ, body, obey the word. The word declares that by his stripes you are healed. I command you, spirit of TB, to leave this body now. The demon of sickness leaves and the person is healed. Using the name today. You wonder why the church does not use the name today? Satan has kept our eyes blinded to its use. Here in the city of Seattle, hardly any of the churches are using this name in their daily life. The sick are taken to the hospital or attended by doctors. It is a remarkable fact that in our own congregation we have practically no sickness. If there is any, they pray for each other and are immediately healed. Acts 4:13-22 is the story of the trial of Peter and John for healing that helpless man with the name of Jesus. And seeing the man that was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But that it spread no further among the people, they threatened them not to speak henceforth in this name. Why? They did not object to the resurrection being taught, or to the new birth being taught, but they objected to the teaching in the name, because there was the power of healing in that name. Hebrews 13:8 declares that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is just as much power in that name as there ever was. It is not a problem of faith. It is a problem of your daring to lay hands upon the sick and see them recover. It is a problem of your daring to pray to the Father in that name, and miracles will be the result of that prayer. Stand on your blood covenant rights. Dare to use the name.